It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. Welcome to episode 98 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the Planning Board approves the final phase of the Del Monte Warehouse redevelopment. The Teacher of the Year is a Franklin Falcon. Mayor Ashcraft issues a proclamation for Arab American Heritage Month and echoes calls for a ceasefire. A fire in the Posey Tube snarls traffic. Local veterans help the Alameda High School Band. Mia Bonta authors a bill to address digital discrimination. And we examine destruction and construction in the rich history of Alameda. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story. On Monday, April 8th, the Planning Board conditionally approved a development plan and design review for the Del Monte Towns, 10 new townhomes to anchor the corner of Sherman and Clement across from Gene Sweeney Park. This is the third and final phase of the Del Monte Warehouse development. In 2014, the city adopted a three-part master plan for the roughly 11-acre Del Monte Warehouse property. Subarea A includes the historic Del Monte Warehouse, which was completed in December of 23, now known as Alta Star Harbor. Subarea B, completed in 2018, includes a 31-unit senior living facility, Little John Commons, at Buena Vista and Sherman. That project satisfied the very low and low-income unit requirement for the master plan. Monday's approval was for subarea C, a half-acre parcel where Sherman Street terminates at Clement Avenue. The project will consist of 10 row house townhomes for sale and two common area lots. The townhomes will range from 1,862 square feet to 2,113, each with three bedrooms and 3.5 baths. Del Monte Towns will count as anywhere from 10 to 20 housing units. The variation is due to the fact that residents can choose to add a kitchenette to the ground floor bedroom, thus creating a junior accessory dwelling unit. The Planning Board unanimously approved the development plan, contingent on some exterior design changes, among other items. For a complete look at the proposed development, including maps and artist rendering, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. Last year, in episode 49, we introduced you to Jessica Kerber of Encinal High, the winner of the Alameda Unified School District Teacher of the Year Award. Well, the award has moved east to Franklin Elementary. This year's honoree, second-grade teacher Emily Pieri. Ms. Pieri grew up on Alameda and has been with AUSD for 18 years, also working at Bay Farm School and Edison Elementary. Nominations for AUSD Teacher of the Year come from parents, students, staff, and the wider community. Next fall, the Alameda County Office of Education will honor all the Teachers of the Year in the county, and Ms. Pieri will have an opportunity to be named Alameda County Teacher of the Year. Get to know Ms. Pieri at alamedapost.com/news. At last week's City Council meeting, Mayor Marilyn Ezzy Ashcraft issued a proclamation declaring April as Arab American Heritage Month. Mayor Ashcraft's family is from Lebanon and Syria, and she has the distinction of not only being the first Arab American mayor of Alameda, but also the only Arab American mayor in the Bay Area. This year's theme is Celebrating Arab American Resilience and Diversity. In the proclamation, Mayor Ashcraft called on all Alamedans to, quote, learn more about the history, culture, and achievements of Arab Americans by reading books by Arab American authors, trying a tasty Arabic recipe, learning more about Arabic artists and filmmakers, and supporting the local Arab American businesses, end quote. In her proclamation, Mayor Ashcraft quoted from the recent White House proclamation of Arab American Heritage Month, which expressed the need to respond to the, quote, urgent humanitarian crisis, deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza, free the hostages taken during the brutal Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th, and establish an immediate ceasefire, which we would work to build into something more enduring, end quote. As noted in episode 84, in January of this year, Alameda City Council failed to endorse a letter from the mayor calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. That vote ended in a 2-2 deadlock after January's marathon 6-hour council meeting. Councilmember Malia Vella had left earlier in that evening, setting the stage for the tie vote. For a look at the proclamation, including a link to the full text, as well as reactions from Alameda Families and Friends for Ceasefire and others, see Laura Thomas's opinion piece at alamedapost.com/op-ed. At 7:30 p.m. on Monday, Alameda Fire Department responded to a report of a small pickup truck that caught fire 1,900 feet into the Posey Tube, shutting down traffic, generating thick smoke that caught many Alamedans' attention. While AFD approached from the Alameda side, Oakland Fire approached from the other end. The Oakland crew found the burning vehicle. Many motorists left their vehicles and exited the tube on foot during the emergency and gathered at a collection area. The fire took 15 minutes to extinguish, and Caltrans was notified to activate Posey's ventilation system to clear the smoke. No injuries were reported to civilians or first responders. Evacuees were permitted to return to their vehicles once the fire was extinguished and the smoke was cleared. The Posey tube was reopened to the public around 9 p.m. For a closer look, including pictures and video of the smoky situation, see alamedapost.com/news. When you do good work, you just might be surprised at the end result. That was illustrated beautifully last Friday as the Alameda High Marching Band was presented with a check for $5,000, courtesy of the Vietnam Veterans of America and American Legion Posts 9 and 647. Joe Laparo of Post 647 had been impressed by the band members waiting tables and playing music at an Elks Club breakfast. He found out that the band was heading to a competition in New York and was busy fundraising to meet the expense of the trip. He approached the other veterans organizations, noting, quote, "I took this information back to the groups thinking maybe we could raise $1,000. To my surprise, the veterans group opened up and all voted for much more than I expected from each. I'm proud to say we raised $5,000. End quote. The band is currently on their trip. As noted on the AHS Band Booster website, the groups will participate in the Heritage Music Festival at Riverside Church, attend a performance of Hamilton on Broadway, take a dinner cruise down the Hudson, visit Times Square, Rockefeller Center, Radio City, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art, as well as the Empire State Building. I do hope someone in the group finds a deli that serves egg creams, one of New York's iconic treats. It's basically carbonated chocolate milk. For a look at the check presentation, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. Think about how much of your life is online. By definition, if you're listening to my voice, you're at least a visitor to the internet, and odds are you rely on access for a whole lot more. Just a few short years ago, it was a literal lifeline. Now imagine you don't have that access, and it's not your fault. That lack of access is sometimes the result of what is called digital discrimination. Assemblymember Mia Bonta has authored AB 2239, which could make California the first state to codify the Federal Communications Commission definition of digital discrimination into state law. It's not necessarily that service providers are intentionally discriminating, but that the focus on profits can often lead to large swaths of unserved areas. The advocacy group Oakland Undivided recently partnered with remote technology performance management company Hubble IQ to run nearly 500,000 speed tests across Oakland. The results were eye-opening. Quote, "Over 75% of the internet connections we tested never reached the speed threshold to be considered served," end quote, according to Oakland Undivided director Patrick Messick. Some internet service providers are pushing back on the legislation. This story, yet another example of the expanded coverage available to Alameda Post readers thanks to our relationship with KQED. To find this story and others, scroll to the bottom of any article on alamedapost.com and click KQED Curated Content. Do you have a washer and a dryer? Friends of the Alameda Animal Shelter could use your help. They're awaiting delivery and installation of their new laundry units. As a result, they have a lot of towels and blankets to take care of. You can find pickup and drop-off details on the Post's or FOSS's Facebook page. The first episode of the Alameda Postcast debuted on April 29th of 22. One day before that, Post readers were introduced to Steve Gorman's series, Today's Alameda Treasures. This week, a visit to the Cohen Bray House in Oakland allowed Steve access to a 20-page letter written by Emily Cohen shortly after the great earthquake of 1906. It's a fascinating look into how that famous calamity affected Alameda. From crumbling chimneys to fires and food shortages, it puts a deeply personal spin on a 118-year-old event. Great read. Find Steve's article at alamedapost.com/history. Of course, Alameda's story also includes a great deal of construction. As you may know, South Shore and Harbor Bay Isle literally didn't exist until Utah construction began dredging millions of yards of fill in the 50s and 60s. Dennis Evanosky takes a look at what led to the literal expansion of Alameda in part one of Utah construction's impact on Alameda. Find the article at alamedapost.com/history. Great preparation for this month's walking history tour, Utah Construction, South Shore and Bay Farm Island. Saturday's tour has been postponed due to the expected wet weather, but you've got two chances each for the Bay Farm and South Shore tours. Details and ticket reservations at alamedapost.com/tours. This Sunday, join Dennis and Adam Gillett on Bay Farm Island. alamedapost.com/events for a guide to what's going on in Alameda. Altarena Playhouse continues their run of the Rodgers and Hart classic Pal Joey. Show runs through April 28th. Saturday's expected rain has canceled the Food Bank Players' opening night of Macbeth. You can catch the Scottish play this Sunday and the following two weekends at the Healing Garden on Webster Street. Farmers Market 9 to 1, regardless of Saturday's weather. Spring Forward Bingo at the Alameda Veterans Memorial Building Saturday morning. Also on Saturday, the surplus sale and swap meet at the California Historical Radio Society. More events at alamedapost.com/events. Thank you for your support of local news for Alameda. To give a tax-deductible donation, head to alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, MSN, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Buehler, back next Friday with episode 99 of the Alameda Postcast.